Good morning. It's really lovely to sit here for a few moments and be quiet with you. And in the heart of our time together, in the heart of this retreat, and as we may know, as we may be realizing, we may look outwardly quite quiet and peaceful, and there can be all kinds of storms and weather patterns coming and going inside for all of us at different times. Perhaps yesterday it was sunny, the weather pattern in here, the weather pattern out there. And today it's something very different. There's fogginess, rain, it's cooler. How do we meet all these different weathers, the calm, the tranquil sea, the great storms that feel like they threaten to really tear us apart sometimes? The invitation of these paths, these practices, is to meet the conditions of our lives more and more as best we can with an attitude of friendliness, of care, of steadiness, finding more and more what is it that can bring resource, ground, balance, care, even love, into how we meet, recognize, respond to all that arises and all that passes. So in the heart of this retreat, I wanted to bring some of the heartful, often they're called the qualities of heart, but more and more I ask myself, where does body, mind, heart, spirit, where do they begin and end? I'm really not sure. So we could call them practices of the heart, but we could also call them practices of the body, of the mind, heart, of soul, of beingness. And it is said that these are boundless, boundless resources, and that can seem really perplexing sometimes. Can there really be a boundless, a measureless, an immeasurable capacity in this very being, with all their messiness and contractions and confusions and blankness and fallingness and falling out and falling in and falling back? Can there really also be this immeasurable possibility for cultivating micro moment, sometimes by micro moment, the willingness to turn towards what is here, there, there, with greater softening, friendliness, benevolence? So lots of different words for these qualities, and I really invite us all, encourage us to find, maybe it's words for us, maybe it's images, maybe it's colours, maybe it's sounds, maybe it's many realms of things that I don't even know about. The foundation for all of these is metta, often translated as loving kindness, as friendliness, M-E-T-T-A, a word from the Pali language of the early Buddhist teachings. And And its translation as loving kindness may not sit particularly well with us. You know, love in the English language has all kinds of connotations and stuff around it. Kindness also has a lot of connotations, and it may, you know, in terms of our cultures and histories and backgrounds and genders and all kinds of identities, it might not be the right word for us. Maybe it's more like warmth, companionship, gentleness, softening towards humanity, warm-heartedness. When I first heard about this capacity, this cultivation, some years ago, and I was invited to practice it, and a practice called Metta Bhavana, cultivation. Bhavana is cultivation, a bit like, you know, as a gardener or as a farmer cultivates, bringing into being. It sounded great. I thought, yes, kindness, friendliness, could do with more of that. World could do with more of that. But it just seemed miles away from my lived experience. It was a kind of intellectual understanding, but not really anything deeper than that. And the teacher was patiently inviting me to try and sense it in the body. And they said, try and feel some kind of warmth in your heart area. You know, maybe that's where you can begin to sense this friendliness, particularly towards yourself. So I was doing my best, I was kind of looking down, trying to kind of like visualize this like warm glow, like a kind of porridge, ready breck sort of aura. I looked down, looked here, looked there, nothing. I just could not connect with it. It was like a foreign language. It was like something from another universe, another planet. And at that time and in the years afterwards, I found it easier to, much easier to connect with a sense of friendliness and care and compassion towards others. I could, you know, sense that felt very important, felt like a really important direction of life. But to bring it back to here, really? The teacher Tara Brach speaks about this. She calls it the trance of unworthiness. The trance of unworthiness. And for many of us, maybe all of us at different times, through many different conditions, upbringing, education, culture, identity, impact, marginalization, that full range of human experience, this trance of unworthiness may have become just a kind of second nature to us. Like, who am I really to offer, to bring, to invite friendliness, hospitality, gentleness, warmth to this one in this location? All kinds of things can show up. It's going to be too selfish, too self-indulgent, and on. We'll all have our own versions of it. And yet this is what we're invited to include. And in the teachings it's spoken about radiating metta, radiating friendliness in all directions. It doesn't exclude this direction. This too is a direction. North, south, east, west, above, below, includes this, includes ourselves. In fire prevention, when there's a burning building, there's a term called backdraft, when the fire preventers go in and open a door or a window and oxygen rushes into the building and the fire flares up even more. And sometimes when we encounter this possibility of love in all its forms, of kindness, of care, of steadiness, of joy, there can be this backdraft. Things become even more inflamed. And we notice how much of our being just wants to push it away. No, not now, not this one. I don't even understand what they're talking about. Noticing how this lands with you. Does it have negative connotations? Does it feel like, yes, but, or it's unreachable, it's impossible. There's so many obstacles in the way, I just can't go there. Really important too, in those moments, can we also include them? There's that hard knot, that stone-like feeling in the very center of my body that is just saying no. That too. Can that be met in whatever micro way I can in this moment to say, even if it's just a quiet yes, I see you, I hear you. That too is part of this spectrum of friendliness, of benevolence. Can we pause with that as tenderly as we can? That befriending of this too, this wave of rage, this wave of hatred, this wave of deep sorrow. In that meeting, there is also the possibility of befriending. That meeting, that yes, that acknowledgement. Like, we know how valuable and how important it is when someone just looks at us clearly and listens. They sometimes don't need to say anything at all, but simply that presence, that being with, so valuable, so important, not to be underestimated. And why is it important? Maybe we think, oh, we've come to these teachings because insight is where it is, wisdom, clarity, and to see deeply into the nature of things. That's the most important thing. This other stuff, it's a side order, it's optional, it's not for me right now, maybe further on down the line. In truth, these are woven together. It's spoken about the two wings of the teaching, the wisdom and the compassion, or we could call it love. A path of wisdom, a path of love. We need both wings in order to fly. Without the love, wisdom can become dry, can become brittle, cannot take into account this real here and now body, these bodies, this planet. Without wisdom, then love can sweep us away and leave us simply in the measureless sea of suffering sometimes. not being able to recognize, oh, I'm there, I'm just the driftwood, like Helen was speaking about so beautifully last night. The wisdom gives us that clarity, that recognition. Oh, it's this right now, it's that wave. Can I meet this too? Can I feel the ground? What else is available? Some words from a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye, Palestinian-American poet. Maybe you know this poem well. It's called Kindness. This is just a stanza from the middle. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore. So in this day of practice, we'll be inviting these four heavenly abidings, as they're often called, of metta, loving kindness, of care, of compassion, of joy, and of equanimity or steadiness, in different ways throughout the day. And really feel free to see them as explorations, as ways that you can sense into, little by little, more and more, what is helpful, what are the helpful ways of accessing them. The moments, the micro moments, the way the gift of the pale yellow primrose petals suddenly stops you in your tracks, and you feel the body, the heart, the being softening a little to that extraordinary form of life bursting out from the ground, saying, yes, I'm here. The sunlight falls on me too, just as it falls on the one next door and the one across the lawn and the tree and the blackbird and this being. So if you'd like to take a little moment to stretch and move, and then I'll guide us into some practice together. Checking again that you can find a way of arranging the body that is comfortable, loving, wakeful. Saying yes to the gift of gravity. Breathing breathing down into all the places where your body of earth made of the same elements as this earth beneath us, all places where your body can rest down, can soften down into this unconditional support of the ground. Remembering the ground is always there for you. And the resource too of the breath in the body being breathed, life in the midst of life. And bringing to mind a being, could be a person, could be a non-human being, someone that when you bring them to mind, when you think about them, there's a warm, friendly feeling, like, oh, it's good to see you. Just light on the first person that, or the first being that comes to mind. Sometimes our animal companions come. The dog wagging the tail, as Helen spoke about, always pleased to see us. But it might also be that there's a place in nature, a particular tree, or a particular place where you've been in nature and felt at peace. Allowing them to arrive in your mind's eye and sensing into how your being responds. Hello, old friend. And if in the midst of this it feels hard, no one comes, it awakens the opposites in us, and this is very usual, often happens. Seeing if there can be a yes offered to that resistance, that obstacles. Coming back to the body, the ground, the breath. Connecting, reconnecting, bringing this person, this being, this place back to mind. They'll fade and then you can bring them back. Taking in what they look like. Their beingness, their energy, their qualities. And tuning into that natural, almost instinctive wish in you that they are well. That friendliness. That wish that they are well and healthy, safe and protected. Just like all beings, this one too wishes to feel supported and nourished and live peacefully If it's helpful, bringing the breath in as a support, so just breathing out and breathing out towards them with a sense of goodwill. May you be well, dear one. May you have what you need to feel safe and supported and to live with ease. Tuning in again to that connection that you have. Noticing the capacity to offer with no strings attached. Just wishing that this one too, like all beings, wants to be happy. Wishes for peace, for health, for safety. And it might be that particular colours come or images. An energetic sense in the body or between you and this other being in your imagination. Taking in anything that feels good, feels pleasant, feels enjoyable. Reconnecting again and again, bringing them back gently. May you be well. May you be safe. May you be supported on this earth. May you live with ease. And then gently gathering this connection, this any sense of warmth, however small it might feel or momentary. Gathering it and gently gathering it in towards your own being, right here, right now. And if it's helpful, you can place a hand on the upper chest near the heart. Both hands can be there, or one hand can be there, one hand on the belly, whatever feels supportive for your being. And beginning little by little to take in as well this capacity, this offering, this possibility for this one in your location, just as they are, just as you are. Like all beings everywhere, all forms of life, this one too. Wanting to feel well and safe and supported. And to live with ease. Little by little, moment by moment, planting the seeds so that this one, this being, this mind, heart, body, can be a friendly place to dwell. Breathing in, breathing up from the ground, from the air, from the support of your companions here, the trees, the birds. Drawing in, breathing in. It's okay, old friend. Here we are, just as we are. Breathing with any ripple effects, any responses, any places that contract or say no. Can this too be honored? May I be well. Free from harm. Supported. May I know peace in the midst of all things. And then gently extending those good wishes, that friendliness, to the beings nearby. The person in front of you, behind you, to the sides. Some you may know well, others not at all, some a little. All of these beings too. Wishing for the same conditions of life that all beings wish for. And extending out, whether through words, phrases, images, colour, the goodwill, extending it out further to all the beings in this room, the ones we see, sense, those visible and invisible, and extending further and further out to the other human beings in this building, the coordinators, the work yogis, the staff, and then further out to the blessed birds, the worms, the bumblebees, all forms of life that we are spending our days with here, sharing this space with. Just playfully, gently seeing where the awareness can travel. In all directions. Above and below. Further and further. All beings in all conditions. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, meet themselves with friendliness. Learn little by little how to befriend each moment. May all beings everywhere be well. Thank you for your practice.